Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have our guest in for this hour, and it's Mike Batchelor from the National Coast Watch Institute, and you're based at Burbridge. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Very good to be here. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming in.
No, my pleasure.
You're very welcome.
So, National Coast Watch Institute, does it do what it says on the tin, basically?
It does, yes. It started in the 1990s when the Coast Guard closed a lot of their sea-facing stations.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1994, two fishermen unfortunately died within sight of an unmanned station.
Oh, dear.
And the villagers demanded the keys from the Coast Guard and started keeping watch. And that was the first National Coast Watch Institution station.
Oh, right.
And there's now 60-odd stations around the UK, and we've got something like 2,600 volunteers. So since 94, it's grown substantially.
So are they all volunteers?
They're all volunteers. Yep. I think there's maybe a handful of full-time staff at headquarters, you know, administrative staff.
Right.
But all the watchkeeping is done entirely by volunteers. So, and we're a registered charity.
I was going to say it's a charity, and it's has to fundraise and do all the other things it needs
absolutely.
To do.
I mean, the whole organisation is a registered charity, but each station is independent as well.
Yes.
And has to raise its own funds for its own operation.
Yep.
Okay.
And also we contribute a small amount to the centre as well to meet some of the running costs.
So it started out of necessity.
Indeed.
And snowballed from there. And how many sites have we got on the Isle of Wight then?
Well, we've got two now. The oldest one is at the Needles, and that's been going for about 15 years.
Right.
But the eastern end of the island had never been covered.
Mm-hmm.
And the station at Bembridge is an interesting one. It's the first of its kind because we actually share the building with the Coast Guard rescue team.
Right.
Oh,
so
okay.
It was put together as a trial from April last year to September. To see whether that was a workable solution for the two search and rescue partners to cohabit. On the basis, if it was successful, that would form the model for doing similar things elsewhere in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pleased to say it was a great success, the trial, and the Coast Guard rescue team are pleased we're there because we add value to what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And we're pleased they're there because, you know, we share the same objectives.
Yes, so you all played nicely together.
Absolutely do.
So the building,
and they make good cups of tea.
Oh, highly important. The building at Bembridge, that was specifically built for the Coast Guard.
Yes, it's a Coast Guard station, and it's right next to the Crab and Lobster.
Yeah, I know. I know. I've seen it, and it's actually quite an impressive-looking building.
It is. I mean, it's got a nice observation platform, which the Coast Guard rescue team don't use often. So we've taken over that floor. They've still got offices, and they keep their vehicle, and they still have, there's still an operational station elsewhere in the building. And it works very well, and we've equipped it fully with optics and radios and AIS equipment and all the paraphernalia needed to keep a watch.
So optics, we're talking binoculars or telescopes?
Yeah, we've got a big pair of 28 times magnification binoculars where we can actually see all the way across to the mainland, all across to Selsey.
Oh.
We've got another pair of Zeiss binoculars that were donated by the wife of one of our members, and we've got a spotting telescope as well. So we can identify vessels from quite a distance, and also track them. And the way it works is we keep a watch during daylight hours. If we see something, we'll then report it to the Coast Guard and their centres in Fareham. If they have something reported to them, either on Channel 16 or 999, and it's in our patch, they would let us know and ask if we can see the casualty. And between us, we would manage the situation. So we might, for example, con the lifeboat to where the casualty is, you know, because we've got eyes on them.
Yes.
Whereas the Coast Guard in Fareham haven't.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
So do you get involved in the search and rescue, or you just keep...
Well, we do. We've probably had four or five incidents since we started during the trial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, searching for missing vessels or you know, people at risk.
Okay. So, I mean... when you say coast watch, you immediately think of ships, but it could be people stuck on beaches and all sorts, couldn't it?
Yes, that's one of the interesting things about Bembridge. I mean, the Needles is 400 foot above the sea, so it's all to do with traffic through the Needles Channel.
Yes.
Bembridge is right next to the beach, and it's very popular in the summer. So as well as looking after users of the sea, and you've got a holiday camp nearby where where you've got all sorts of paddle boarders and kayakers and so on. So as well as that, we also look after holiday makers and coastal walkers, because the coastal path goes right past the station.
Okay.
So our brief is anything to do with people's safety in the marine environment.
Basically anything you can see.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. And you say you ran it during daylight hours?
Yes. Yes. The trial was nine in the morning till 5 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
We do two watches a day of each of 4 hours duration. And normally there's two watch keepers on watch covering that period.
Yeah.
We started doing Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays as the trial. We've now added Thursdays, so we're doing 4 days a week, and we're actively recruiting new watchkeepers so that we can start. Our ambition is to cover 365 days a year.
Yes.
But for that, you need quite a number of people.
You do.
Particularly these are volunteers. I mean,
exactly.
You can't say you must come in. You're giving up your time for nothing.
Yeah. Well, if you multiply two per week, two per watch. Two watches a day, that's four a day, that's 28 a week.
Yes.
Yes, that's your minimum, isn't it?
So if someone does one watch a week, you're looking for 28 people.
Yes. Then you've got sort of cover for people who may be on holiday or
Well, that's right, or yes. Ill. Yes. I mean, our ambition would probably be to do two watches a month, that sort of frequency, which is very doable.
It is.
What do you need to... Do you need qualifications or just be yourself?
No, we take anybody. I mean... There's a few people who join who've got sailing backgrounds and are familiar with the environment. But we also take people that have no connection with the sea whatsoever.
Okay.
And we offer full training over a three-month period.
Yes.
And we have a training system to support us.
Yeah.
And we also put people through the RYA radio license training as well.
Right, okay.
So when they qualify as watchkeepers... You know, they're fully qualified on all the things that we need them to be. So that's tides, chart work, radios, optics. You know, the whole range.
So, but if you are have got maritime experiences, things like currents and things you would know about, not necessarily anybody else would.
Yes. Well, it sort of shortens the training.
Yes. Okay.
But you'll be surprised how we have to refresh people's knowledge, even if they've been sailing all their life.
There's always something to learn, isn't there?
Quite often run into people who say they've got lots of experience. What they actually mean is the same experience repeated over and over.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but every day's a school day, isn't it? We always learn something.
Oh, that's right, yeah, yeah.
So you've got all the radio, so you've got all the marine channels you're going to need.
Yeah, we listen on Channel Zero, which is the search and rescue channel, Channel 16, Channel 67, Channel 73.
Mm-hmm.
We've got radio sets that cover all those frequencies. So we cover the area. And we've got our own station, which is our own channel, which is Channel 65.
Mm-hmm.
And the Coast Guard are starting to encourage sailors to use 65 for radio checks, rather than tying up Channel 16, which is an emergency channel.
Yes, that makes sense. So they can just pop on to 65.
So 65, they ring us, you know, Bembridge NCI and radio check please, and we would oblige. But we also two or three times a day do a weather and sea state broadcast on 65, telling people what the conditions are where we are.
So it covers the Bembridge patch then.
Yes, so if somebody, you know, if a fisherman is going out from Bembridge Harbour onto the coast there, you know, they know from us what the sea state conditions are, what the tide's doing, what the wind's doing.
Yeah.
So it's a useful
essential
service,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Essential to know all that.
So if people want to become a volunteer for NCI Bembridge particularly, what do they do?
Well, the easiest way is to actually go on to our website, which is www.nci.org.uk. That's the central website.
Mm-hmm.
But in there, there's a facility. There's a page on what if you want to join, And okay. also, it then shows you all the stations you can choose from.
So you can pick one.
So you can pick a station. So that's the easiest way.
Yeah.
Once someone's registered through that channel, the centre then tell us, and we then establish contact with the person. We normally invite them to the station to have a look at what we do.
Yeah.
You know, and see if it meets what they think it might meet, or
see if they like the tea.
Expectations. Yeah. See if they like the tea. Yeah. Yes. And we have a quick look at them.
Yeah.
And if we both agreed it would be good for them to join, we then have an onboarding process, you know, including setting them up with a training mentor.
Oh, okay. Very good idea.
Is it free for them to join?
It is. It's completely free. They do have to buy their own uniform.
Well, of course, yes.
But no, there's no charge. There's no charge for being a member.
That's interesting.
It is interesting.
What great work you do to keep us safe. That's excellent. So if you fancy being on the Coast Watch and using some powerful binoculars,
yes,
as they used to say in Hello, Hello,
yeah.
Then you contact National Coast Watch Institute nationally. What was the website again?
It's nci.org.uk.
nci.org.uk, and they'll eventually put you in contact with Michael here. And you can go and have a look.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. And I ought to say as well, not that I need to, but we've got quite a lot of ladies who are watchkeepers as well.
It's not a men-only thing at all.
No.
Although you're
but
now
we
the
do fan. Make the men make the tea.
That's fine. That's absolutely fine. If you like tea. I know a lady who doesn't like tea. So, if you want to help out and a bit more community work, to keep this island safe and people on it safe, try National Coast Watch Institute.
It's very interesting work, very interesting, I think. Work,
yeah, I mean, you must have some shifts when absolutely nothing at all happens.
Yes, it's quieter in the winter than in the summer.
And then other shifts where it's just non-stop.
Absolutely, because we, as well as keeping a watch, we also log vessels that we can identify.
Yes.
So we keep a detailed log for two reasons. One is that becomes a permanent record, you know, which a coroner might want to use or the police might want to use. But also, it's the starting point for a search and rescue.
Yes.
You know, we can say that boat passed us at such and such a time, heading in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
There's always something to do.
Must be really satisfying, though, if you have a positive conclusion to a search.
Absolutely right. Yeah. Yes. Indeed. No, that's a real buzz.
Yeah,
to think you've added value, you know, and assisted in finding somebody.
Well, thank you, Michael, for coming in.
My pleasure.
Thank you and your colleagues for all the work you do to keep us
brilliant.
Safe.
Brilliant.
And we're just talking about the amount of volunteers we have on this island that do so much work to support us.
Yeah.
It's really good news. If you want to talk to them again, it's the National Coast Watch Institute. Just Google that. It'll find it. No problem at all. nci.org.uk. And I've got to leave it here. This phone number, I'm not going to leave it out on the air. But thank you for coming in. And we might have you in again in the next little while, you know, a few months' time, to see how you're getting on. If you still need more volunteers, please contact us.
Oh, yes. No, happy to build the relationship. You have such a good reputation on the island.
Thank you. It's nice to know.
It is nice to know.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.